Now, verse 9, he that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. Now, loving a fellow believer is the test of genuine faith, and hatred of a fellow believer is evidence that a person is not in the light, and that is something that we need to keep in mind. Now, we need to recognize here that this is the natural darkness in which all men are born. That is the thing Paul talked about in Ephesians 4:18 when he says, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. Now, that's the condition of man by nature. But our condemnation is not because of what we are by nature. This is the condemnation that light is coming to the world and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Now, this is something that is very important. And don't let this slip by you. You are not responsible because you're a sinner by nature, but you are responsible if you reject the Savior. You are not responsible because you were born in darkness, because your understanding is dark, but you are responsible if you reject the light that comes to you through the Word of God. Now, this light, which today will chase away all the darkness if you walk in it, instead of turning from it, searching rays, let it search your heart. Now, if men will just keep on rejecting light, there may come a day when God will withdraw the light, or they'll become sunburned. Esau was that kind of man. It means red. He was sunburned. And he was sunburned not just physically. He was sunburned spiritually. Do you see what is sunburn? It means that the skin will absorb all the rays of the light except one particular ray, and that's what burns. And the soul that will not accept Jesus Christ, the light of the world, he's sunburned, just as Esau was. Now, there is a picture that's given to us here, and that is, what is the test? That you're in darkness. He that hateth his brother is in darkness. He walketh in darkness, and he knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. Now Jesus says, I'm the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Now, have you truly trusted him? Is he your light? Is he your life today? Is he the one that is guiding you so that you're not hating your brother? Now, you may have a dislike for his habits, a distaste for some of his expressions, and there are some people that our personalities, we just clash with them, and there's nothing you can do about that. But it doesn't mean you hate them. I remember when I was in seminary, and I roomed with a fella, and he had some of the meanest habits for a Christian. He could start singing at night after I went to bed and was asleep. He could just start singing, and he wouldn't sing all day long. But by 11 o'clock at night, he's ready to tune up. And he had a lot of mean habits like that. And so I told him one day, I said, you know, you are the greatest proof to me that I'm a child of God. He says, what do you mean? Well, I said, to me, you are the most nauseating, you are the most sickening Christian that I've ever met. But I said, you want to know something? I love you. And, you know, he looked right at me, and he said to me, he says, I want you to know that you are the most abominable Christian I've ever met. And I want you to know that you are the hardest person in the world to love, but I love you. And, you know, that fella got in some trouble years later, and I made a trip over to see him to try to help him out if I could. And when I got there, he wasn't any more lovely than he was in our room with him. He was more objectionable, and I think I was to him. But you don't have to hate him. That fellow was a child of God, and God marvelously used that young fellow in the ministry. And he was a great fellow. I don't know why today Christians, when they find out they don't like somebody, they think the only alternative is to hate them. You don't have to hate them at all, but you're to love them. And you can love them as a child of God. But that doesn't mean you'd like to be around a Christian that sings at 11 o'clock at night when you're asleep. You don't care about rooming with a fellow like that. That is for sure. And I think that is what he's talking about. Now, here is just a little bit of poetry that sets this before us. I heard the voice of Jesus say, I am the dark world's light. Look unto me, thy morn shall rise, and all thy days be bright. I looked to Jesus, and I found in him my star, my sun, and in that light of life I'll walk till traveling days are done. This is a tremendous statement, you see. He that hateth his brother is in darkness, walketh in darkness, and knoweth not where he goeth, because darkness hath blinded his eyes. Today, that's a test of whether you're a child of God or not. Hating your brother is dwelling in darkness. Loving a brother is dwelling in light. Now, the Christian life is actually a triangle. And it's a triangle like this. And here's a triangle that's good. Draw a straight line across the bottom of the page, horizontal with the bottom of the page. Then, up at the top of the page, put the name God, and he's light and love and life. Then draw from one end of the straight line at the bottom of the page, draw another straight line up to God, and then put your name right there at that corner. And you see God is up at the top, and the light of God comes down into your heart and life. And then the love of God also comes down, but your love for him goes up because we love him because he first loved us. Now, at the other end of the baseline, draw a line from there up to God, a straight line. Well, light has come down and love has come down to this other believer, because that's another believer at that end of the triangle. Now, if you are walking in light down here, it means also you're going to love your brother. You can't say you love God and hate your brother. That is impossible, as John's going to make it very clear a little later on. He'll come back to this.